to drown.
Are you ready?
Past regrets in some coffee and a few cigarettes.
I'm moaning all the morning. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Moaning all the night.
Yeah.
Me a lucky.
I'll give you a lucky. So, this cat I'm introducing you to here, a curator of the American Songbook. By accident in social media, I ran into this guy named Corey Breedlove, and he's just flat out got style. Very cool cat. I'm actually going to interview him tomorrow. He's out of Dallas. I may have already said that, but it's good. So is black coffee.
Oh, the... Well, I really shouldn't make the... A lot of people have done this song. Everybody from Sarah Vaughan to Julie London.
Yeah.
And if Tom Waits hasn't done it, I'm going to suggest it.
He's done black coffee a lot.
I'll bet.
Not too much of it.
And some coffee and a few cigarettes.
I'm mooning all morning. Morning, all the night, and in between, it's nicotine, and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling
that bass is just digging a groove.
Yep,
digging.
It's driving me crazy, just waiting for my baby to maybe come.
When you started this a little bit earlier, the drag of the rhythm is pretty much the way the clock goes when you're waiting.
Yeah, it
and
is.
You're waiting, and you're waiting.
And at the end of this song, is when the black coffee kicks in, and it's just zhing, right down the road, down as fast as you can.
Hi, everybody. However we say in the radio business, hello, everybody.
Oh, happy summer.
How's you going here? Fabulous, terrific Tuesday evening. Actually, if I keep that up, I'll sound like Don Imus.
Oh, Don Imus.
Yeah. Wow, so here in the Washington, we're sitting here together, let's play a little bit of jazz, and let's talk about what's going here in the Beltway here on NBC.
You got that down, man. The only thing you need is a foot in your mouth. You're good for Don Imus.
You look a little nappy-headed to me, buddy. All right, let's be good.
I like it.
It's a Tuesday evening here. It's 22 after the hour. We just got done recording some voice tracks for two new, I say like we do in broadcasting, two new. Has to be a Y in there.
Yeah, right.
Two Neon Beat shows, numbers 470 and 471.
71.
On our way to 500. You realize when you get to that magic number, you will have done more shows than I've done for the Neon Beat.
Man, I mean, when we started doing this, it was
here's
crazy.
A guy with enough money to have some spare time on his hands.
I got enough pockets to have some spare change, too, you know.
I was going to ask for a loan, but...
That's right.
We need to pay the light bill here.
That's right. We need some light in here.
As I noticed your camera there was sort of flashing back and forth, not really sure what to do there.
Yeah, there was... at least it's
a luminosity problem.
Yeah. I think it's the tape. It's the 21st century meets the 18th century. We got to tape this thing up so that we can survive. So
I want to pose a question to anybody that might have hopped online here. Of course, we're just starting this. Did the music come through? I'm curious.
You want to throw some music on?
Yeah,
real quick?
Last time we did this, we're something up with a plug, and the mics didn't really come through all that well, and the music didn't come through at all. So I'll throw that out to you, those of you joining us here presently online on Facebook as we stream. What's up? Good evening to you.
Hello.
Can you hear us okay? We're still working out the technical issues with regards to plugging into the phone directly. Okay, you've got a Lionel Hampton.
We got the Golden Vibes here, and we're gonna get this going. So what we're gonna do is we'll throw it out there. Hopefully the sound's coming through. I think we just had a little bit of a glitch last time. Wow, this was only $1. This is some good used vinyl.
Whoops. Ooh, I hate it when I do that.
At a summer concert in Connecticut.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Yeah, it does.
On the vibes.
It's true. But the vibes will save your soul. Every time.
Smoke gets in your eyes. It's interesting, as the 1950s progressed and the old big band masters fought to remain relevant.
Yeah.
With the onset of serious jazz beginning to take over the airwaves.
Right.
Sometimes these guys kind of got caught in the middle.
Yeah, they did.
I know that you and I were talking about guys like Lionel Hampton, Benny Goodman, and Harry James. These are fellas that survived when the big band era was winding down, and then 1950s rock and roll was beginning to take over. It was really kind of funny because guys like Perry Como and Frank Sinatra were being asked by their managers to do hipper tunes.
Yeah.
And at times it kind of got a little ridiculous. I know I've joked here before, I could care less if Bing Crosby did Hey Jude.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, he did.
Yeah.
It's out there. I was only kidding.
Yeah.
And right. Then somebody on Facebook found it.
Wow.
Crosby did do Hey Jude, and of course it sounded exactly like Crosby doing Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no way that you can get away from Bing, Bing, Bing. It just isn't going to happen.
Well, like I say, if you were a Bing Crosby fan, he was I got to say this about Bing. He was probably one of the most, maybe the most loved singers of the mid to latter, not latter, of the mid 20th century.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think he was one of the top-notch cats. But a lot of those big band leaders did have to fight to survive, and a lot of them just threw their hands in the air.
Yep.
They just got to the point where it's like, you know, we got the rock and roll revolution. Makes it look like when you watch like an award show these days, it makes it look tame from what they had to go through. It's like we're dealing with some serious theatrics these days.
Yeah.
Back then, it was just a matter of singing in a different style, musicians that were actually playing the music behind you, and now you got all of this machine, bebop, fireballs, yep, running around in front of MGM Grand. So, yeah, it makes
one of the things I've observed about some of the singers that survived the big band era to become a solo artist of their own, like Frank Sinatra and Doris Day, was that these guys could go into a recording studio and do it in one take.
Yeah, they could.
And I don't think that's happening anymore.
The funny thing about jazz, though, is, and I don't know if we've ever talked about this, is when I talk to these guys about recordings, it takes them several days because they don't have the money, but these guys are masters of improv, so when they play, they get it down. They get it down to where they want to, and they practice the material live. They'll beta it in front of a crowd. But these jazz cats, it's another reason why they're such well-oiled machines. When they go into a studio and they record this, they capture the vibe and the essence, and they get in and out, and they have a quality recording.
Yep. These are guys that are working off each other. That's part of the joy, and one of the reasons why I would have liked... I'm a little young to remember the big band era.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have loved to have been around to have... They used to say, my dad used to say, the way to really experience Goodman was live.
Yeah.
And that was true of all the bands.
Yeah.
It was a spectacle, especially those competitions, you know, between Chick Webb and maybe some other band that might have lasted in, you know, well into 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And
yeah,
thus songs like the 1 o'clock jump and the 2 o'clock jump.
Yeah.
Who could blow the trumpets higher?
Yeah.
Maynard Ferguson could definitely outdo a few of those people.
Yeah, he could. Yeah. Well, Benny used to come up out of the ground. That was his big thing. He had that little circle, and he came popping up out. And you don't see that.
Oh, I thought that started with Garth Brooks.
I thought it was a modern thing. You're a liar.
Liar.
So I got a quick story for you real quick here. And okay, I just want to do a quick plug for my friends. We don't get anything from this, but Downbeat, if you ever wonder what's going on in the world of jazz, Downbeat is a great place. And I got to tell you, I got by accident some weird magazine about pallets and shipping. It was the worst magazine in the world. There were all of these editorials about pallet safety. I would never in my life read them.
So it had a Miss June pallet.
It was some stiff dude, and he had a picture with a tie, and he was like, how to capitalize on having a better month with pallet safety. It's like, who in the world in their right mind would read that.
Some people are into palates.
Yeah, they are into palates.
You know, but, I would have thought more so maybe cooks, but that's a different kind of palate.
That's right.
It is palate, palate monthly. I love it.
Take that salt and shove it. So I called them up and I said, I want my issue at Downbeat. I don't want this palate thing. I don't know why you sent it to me. And then I explained to them that I have a radio show, and they said, we're going to give you a year subscription on the house. And I've always talked to you about this.
Yeah.
And they said, just mention Downbeat every once in a while. So right now, I am...
We are down with mentioning Downbeat.
Downbeat. I am in full circle, you know.
The great jazz publications.
It's beautiful. And it's just... I don't even know how much it is. It doesn't even... Oh, no, it's...
Yeah, not everything's in black and white in jazz.
That's right. Sometimes it's in grays and in different colors. what else was there?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, with that, I think the song is descending.
I think there is a fitful end.
Lionel.
Bam.
Bam.
Enjoy. Hey,
enjoy.
The music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.